prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we're going to be joined in just a moment by my co-host, Rob Regish, to do an episode of the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers your questions about training, nutrition, and supplementation. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Amal Kadoumi to talk about how a recent study shows extra virgin olive oil delays the onset of Alzheimer's progression. This is really important because just this morning on the way into the studio, I was listening to the news. They announced that for every click up on the BMI you are, you will get Alzheimer's 6 months to 8 months sooner. And that people with big guts by the time they're 50 have the highest probability of developing Alzheimer's disease. So this is really a important discussion during the second hour. A couple things I got to mention before we get started. First of all, the secret word has changed and the prize has changed. We've got $140 worth of Live On Labs products to give away this week. You just have to listen to random commercials. There will be a secret word given. And once you hear the secret word, email it into onair at superhumanradio.com and you are entered. And this Friday, on Casual Friday, we'll announce this week's winner of the secret word. Number two, if you haven't already tried VitaDrive, there are still bottles available. VitaDrive is a multivitamin that was developed by All American Pharmaceutical for hard training individuals. You can get a free bottle. This isn't a sample. It's a whole bottle by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Ask the Scientist banner down at the bottom of the page. Ask Dr. Jeff for a free bottle of VitaDrive. And please don't forget to include your mailing address or it won't show up.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Yes. Right here on the Superhuman Radio Network, Coach Rob Regish. How you doing?
Oh, man, I feel fantastic. I'm pretty jazzed up right now.
And before we even get started, you've got some exciting stuff going on for September over at CoachRobRegish.com, right?
Yeah, effective immediately. The Blueprint Army Super Sale is on. If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month we help you make it happen. I'm actually doing something I've never done before, and you're not going to believe what I came up with. Very few people know that I now have a private membership community. I refer to them as the Blueprint Army. This is where I make over 30 years worth of underground training, diet, and supplement secrets available. Hundreds of hours of audio content. Every Blueprint Power Hour episode ever produced. Plus my Muscle University podcast. 3 years worth of Blueprint bulletins and so much more. It's pretty much every product, podcast, course, and book I've ever done is there in one place. This community has been growing over the past year, and we're now expanding with new features and content. We'll even have a new private Facebook community that'll provide direct access to me. You'll get honest answers to every question and support from other members. This is, without a doubt, the world's biggest library of underground answers anywhere, with an on-demand personal trainer. And my personal guarantee, you'll succeed. I know everyone can benefit from this, so I made sure it was affordable. Act now, because this super sale is only available for a limited time, and it'll probably never happen again. Visit CoachRobRegish.com to learn more, because I want you for the Blueprint Army.
For those of you that are listening live, if you would like to see me behind the mic, go to Periscope and look for Superhuman Radio. We're going to be experimenting in the upcoming weeks. We're actually going to install a couple cameras, and we're going to have both sides of the feed So you can actually listen to and watch the show on Periscope at the same time. I'm just playing around with my little pad right now and just wanted to get some camera angles. But we're live on Periscope right now. If you're looking at me, I'm looking at you. All right, so here we go. We got questions.
So Carl, you've seen the library, right? You've seen the vault.
Yes. And you know what? You know what people don't realize? Every transcript of every Superhuman Radio Blueprint Power Hour is up there to read.
It's, you know, when I got done with it, I sat back and looked at it and thought, my God, this guy thinks of it constantly. And I do. Yeah, 30 years worth of tips, tricks, and other stuff. Please give it a look.
Yeah, CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. All right, so Hugo Ramez says, in the past, you've recommended body weight training, at least in part, to be mixed with weights. I'm just wondering how you do it. Might give me some insight into following your lead.
Yeah,
so I guess he's talking about how to split your workouts up so that you can do both, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, right now, Hugo, my training is split up like this. Chest and back are very simple. Push-ups and pull-ups. Legs and abs. Those are one-legged squats, reverse hypers, and hanging leg raises. Shoulders and back, handstand push-ups and bridges. And my miscellaneous days, I'll work neck and static calves. Alternatively, I'll work top range rack pulls about once every 3 weeks on those. So I have a half dozen or so body weight movements supplemented with reverse hypers, static calves, and the top range rack pull with static hold. It may not be for everyone. It may not be their ideal, but for me, it accomplishes the following. Works my entire body. Promotes balance and flexibility, results in incredible functional strength, and takes the stress off the lower back. As for progress, you know, it's a mixed bag. Good progress so far on one-arm push-ups and pull-ups, regularly adding reps and making the progression standards there. My legs are coming back and fast. I can now do a couple sets of 3 to 5 reps with a 25-pound dumbbell held out in front of me. Now, bear in mind, I severely bruised my right knee tendons not long ago, so I lost a lot. But my reverse hypers are booming again, and I'm using a monster band plus a strong band, 300 pounds of tension, with over 600 pounds of weight on the bar. Predictably, my hams are getting a lot bigger. The other stuff shows progress, too, just not as much of it. Top-range rack pulls, for example, are tough going due to some issues in my lower back. Point I'm trying to make here is this. Find a program that fits your goals, your limitations, set some goals, weave the body weight work in, and achieve them. There is no other way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just so good for you to change it up. Okay, let's see what the next question is. The next one comes from Paul Reynolds. He says, I read a great with great interest the August edition of the Blueprint Bulletin in particular. The training tip you dropped, it had to do with time under tension, but the twists you put on it made a lot of sense. My question is, how do you come up with this stuff, and how do you know it really works?
Well, a lot of my ideas are built off of a base, right? Then I attempt to intensify that base. It's because intensity, not volume or frequency, is what stimulates muscle growth. 2.0 was the success it was because it combined can't-miss loading patterns with EDT work. You know, 3.0, that worked because of the way static holds potentiate your full-range strength. What's odd about the training I prescribe in that article is that you needn't perform any additional work. Nothing is needed to complement it because, frankly, the remaining variables, volume and frequency, are more or less auto-regulated. It does it in a single set, too, using 3 or more overload techniques. So for those wondering, it's far removed from Martha Jones or Mike Mentzer's HIIT. It's also far removed from the apex of that technique, static holds. And it accomplishes all three types of hypertrophy, myofibular, sarcoplasmic, and hyperplasia in a single set. As for how do I know it works, I try them on myself first, and then I farm them out to personal trainers I know. They, in turn, apply them to their students. Ideally, I try to do it across all three soma types, and we get the results we're after, I would say, 70% of the time. And yeah, there are failures, but we strive to learn from those too. I wish I could say more, but these gems, you know, are kind of held for subscribers. I'm not being coy, but they're paying for a service and getting the information techniques and low-cost shopping baked in. And for the record, just like on SHR, you know, 90% of my recommendations are not my products, 100% unaffiliated. So thanks for writing, Paul. I'm already getting feedback from guys using this technique, and it's exceptional, to say the least.
Pete Schindler says, what do you think of combining static holds with something like Tabata? And on top of that, throwing in some high rep sets to failure to finish it off?
You know, I've successfully combined those techniques with one other, in fact. And I've had excellent results. The problem is guys do multiple sets. They get crippling soreness and don't recover from the stimulus, much less grow. It's tempting because you can see in your mind's eye and feel the technique working. So guys double or triple up, and that's where the trouble starts. As much as I counsel to perform only one work set, guys just can't help themselves. So combining static holds and Tabata for biceps, for example, it results in a sick pump, you know, NO2 or not. Guys like this, you know, get greedy, and they put themselves through more sets. In the case of training, more isn't better, right? A lot of times, less is actually better. The key is you need to flick the overload switch. You think about it like this. You walk into a room, and you flip the switch to turn the lights on, right? You don't have to keep flicking it. If the lights are on, they're staying on. If you do, you'll eventually burn the switch out, which is what most guys end up doing. And then finally, the addition of a high rep finisher set is an excellent one. Now, I used to be against those, but I have to bow to the latest research findings. There was a recent paper published showing that a high rep finisher type set in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 reps caused more growth than those who didn't perform it. Why this is, I'll be honest and say I have no idea. It might be the additional blood forced into the muscle, release of greater growth factors like IGF-1, 2, MGF, etc. We just don't know. It does work, though, so by all means, go for it. Hope that helps, Pete.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got lots more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on the Superhuman Radio Network with Coach Rob Regish. Check out his website, CoachRobRegish.com. For those of you watching me on Twitter, I promise that very shortly you'll be able to hear both sides of the feed. If you're listening right now, you know that it's not the best audio. We're going to get that fixed this week, hopefully before Casual Friday. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Wait for it. Yeah. Welcome back. The Blueprint Power Hour. That's a headbanger song right there, huh?
Yeah, it's good for the gym.
Yeah, good for the gym, exactly. All right, welcome back, and hello to all of you. Look, we have a huge audience tuning in on Periscope. Who knew? Wait till we get some real cameras in here. Matt Lawrence wants to say, he wants to know, I've recently started Synthogen after buying a four-pack. Was initially hesitant because it ain't cheap. But based on the results I'm having, I'm glad I bought it. I feel like I can train every day of the week. My question is, should I? And how does it accomplish this? How does it work and work so fast? That's a good question. Should you train every day just because Synthogen makes you feel like you can?
Yeah, well, the answer to that is no, and I'll get into it. But Synthogen was and still is the king of recovery. I'm just telling it like it is. I'll get into the weeds on the how does it work question in a bit, but I wanted to address this feel like training every day phenomena. If Synthogen has one drawback, it's that. The stuff just makes you feel unbreakable. I would highly suggest fighting the urge to train every day because you'll be overtrained in short order. If anything, I consider just one extra day in your rotation. And you need to carefully monitor your resting, waking heart rate. If it's elevated, 8 beats per more over baseline, you're overtraining. You know, when I designed Synthogen, I took a fresh look at what was involved in recovering from arduous workouts. The body gets depleted of ATP, carnosine, amino acids, and in particular, nucleotide pools. You don't hear much about that today, but you should. It's absolutely vital to replenish those, and Synthogen does all that in spades. The starting point is a base of essential amino acids arranged in a very unique ratio. Right? It took 2 years and 17 prototypes. And what it does is it elevates protein synthesis up to 600% when taken prior to and during the workout. Also includes beta-alanine, but not to build carnosine stores like most other products do. It's used to accelerate protein synthesis as it's a rate-limiting amino in that realm. Instead, we use orotic acid to build both ATP, three different ways, and beta-alanine and carnosine. Simultaneously boosting both has been shown to accelerate wound healing, something else Synthogen brings to the table. The whole process is recycled and extended in the liver through methylation. You know, that's a topic in itself, but it's one of the reasons TMG is included. And I have to give you kudos on that because you had a show on it.
Yeah.
You know, again, most companies include it to cut cortisol and hope it adds a smidgen more muscle. We're getting those effects too, but we're utilizing it for a higher purpose. Keep the whole recovery process going longer and stronger. So, end of the day, Matt, that's the reason it's a superior product. Just temper your expectations about trying to train every day because you can still overtrain on it.
Yeah. John Sarah says, I'm looking to bulk. I'm 5'7", 140 pounds, 16 years old. I've tried everything, including Progenidrex. That helped, but I want more. Would stacking Synthogen and Progenidrex make me gain weight? Yeah, as long as you put it between two steaks and six sweet potatoes.
Yeah, the answer is no. Actually, it's hell no. You don't need Synthogen, Progenidrex, or any other supplement at this age. You need a blender. You need copious amounts of food and a lot of sleep. You also need a serious overload plan, one that's focused on the big basic exercises and progression. I would suggest super squats, how to gain up to 30 pounds of muscle in 6 weeks. That grabs some attention, but it's also an excellent book. The 30 pounds in 6 weeks, that may be a stretch, but super squats is going to give you a solid grounding in the world of strength training. Notice I didn't say bodybuilding, powerlifting, or anything else. Strength training. There is a difference, and the difference is this. Super squats focuses your efforts on getting stronger in a handful of big compound lifts. There are no wrist curls in super squats. You know, no how to bring the inner head of your triceps out or nonsense like that. It's not in there. There are incredibly motivating words to work hard on those 20-rep breathing squats and pullovers, as well as the supplemental and accessory lifts. There is no supplement, to be clear, steroid, or otherwise, that puts weight on you. That's done with food and lots of it. So get the idea of pills growing muscle out of your head. I'm sorry to be harsh, but it's crucial you get this now, or you'll be looking in all the wrong places for your answers.
Yeah.
Summary. Buy a blender. Shoot for 20 times body weight and calories every day. Start squatting like a madman and keep adding weight to the bar. You will be shocked, absolutely shocked at what you'll accomplish.
Yeah, it really is. Food is the basis of all muscle building. Supplements can only give you an extra 10, 15, 20% results out of your efforts.
Yeah, if that.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget, listen to the commercial breaks for the secret word and email it into onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered to win $140 worth of free Livon Labs products. Did you know that Robert Downey Jr. uses Livon Lab products? And look how good he looks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I always feel compelled to say that's not me clearing my throat. That's actually in the beginning of the song. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here at the Superhuman Radio Network. Rob, did you hear the secret word during the break? I think I did.
No, I was letting the dogs in.
Oh, man, you missed out. You missed out. Okay, well, anyway, that's okay. It doesn't matter. We're going to be giving away some of Rob Regish's products pretty soon for the secret word. John Welsh says, I'm a bit heavy for my frame, 180 pounds at 5'8". With a good portion of it around my waist. A big part of this is my fault. I just don't eat very clean often. What can I do to lose the fat first before trying to gain muscle? Can I just chime in here?
Yeah.
Eat clean more often.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the short and sweet answer. But I wanted to acknowledge this. How often do you hear this today? A big part of this is my fault.
Yeah, no, very few people take responsibility for it.
You know, he's taking responsibility. He knows what his dietary sins are. So let's talk about it. First, I think it's a mistake to get I hear this all the time too. Get the fat off first, then I'll focus on building muscle. You know, I don't know. It just conjures up visions in my mind of lots of treadmill time. And for some reason, building muscle is always put on the back burner. But I think I know what it is. It's that hard work thing. Because they picture themselves heaving up heavy barbells and dumbbells. And let's face it, that's hard work. It's a lot harder than doing the rat on the wheel treadmill thing. Where you should start is cleaning up your diet, which by even your account is sloppy. Now, don't go overboard out of the gate. Just confine your shopping to the outer perimeter of the grocery store, where you're going to find your fruits, vegetables, meat, chicken, fish, and dairy, etc. Absolutely nothing packaged, unless they're nuts of some sort. If it doesn't grow on a tree, up from the ground, or you can't hunt it down and kill it, you don't eat it. Right? That alone is going to get some fat off your midsection.
Yeah.
Concurrently, you should begin a mixed weight training / cardio program. If you're just starting out, have a qualified personal trainer show you proper form. You know, alternatively, you can learn a lot about how to use poor form by watching most gym members. A push-pull 5 sets of 5 routine, in my opinion, is excellent for beginners, with an emphasis, of course, on progression from session to session. Finally, I would avail yourself to 3 different types of cardio. The traditional low-intensity steady state, high-intensity interval training, and GPP. This is what the Russians refer to as general physical preparedness. That refers to sled dragging, medicine ball throws, pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline, etc. Make these changes gradually, but concurrently, and you will start recomping. You know, later on, you can get into more aggressive recomp strategies like I have in the Blueprint 3.0 or the Meteoric. When you're done with those, you know, you'll look and perform like an entirely different person. So you don't want to make too many changes all at once, but start making changes. start making changes.
Okay, let's see where we are. We got a little time in this break, in this segment. Really, we have to go to the blueprint tip of the day after that, huh? Maybe
yeah.
What we could do, maybe we could do instead is talk about the offer that you have going on right now, because I don't think people realize how much is available in this this vault of information you've put together over the years.
Yeah, neither did I until I sat down and looked at it. I was like, oh my God, am I giving too much? You know, in addition to a subscription of the Blueprint Bulletin, you get access to 3 years' worth of back issues. You get access to every Blueprint Power Hour ever recorded, both audio and in text format. So if you have a question, you can search the database. You're going to get the Blueprint 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, the Blueprint Meteoric. You're going to get the Superhuman University, add one issue to your upper arms course in one single workout. We are going to get all six special reports, you know, that I've done. You're also going to get the three webinars that I've done. As if all that wasn't enough, you're going to get me. And by that, I mean this. You're going to get my phone number, which neatly explains, I think, why I can only do this for a short amount of time. But the amount of information is so vast that sometimes people have been very candid. They kind of tell me, you know, I'm overwhelmed. I've never seen so much stuff. I want to be the resource where they can call me and we can have a discussion about what their goals are. And then I can walk them through where to start and where to go. So in addition to all of that material, you've got your own personal trainer. And I'm happy to tell you that a lot of people have taken advantage of that, and a lot of people have benefited greatly. They just, whenever they have a problem with their training, they hit a plateau, they call me up, we talk about it. I outline something new for them, presto, they're over the plateau. So it's something that I know everyone can benefit from. And you've seen it. You know, yeah. I gave you a sneak peek at the vault.
Yeah, there's a lot of information in there. I mean, just having access to all that information and being able to go back in time and read things that you remember hearing on the show, I mean, it's just so invaluable.
And it's continuously updated, you know, no less than five times a month, because we have, what, four Blueprint Power Hours plus a new issue of the Bulletin that's bringing you fresh new information on training strategies, diet, supplementation. Lately, we've been talking about the gray market stuff, which is real interesting. So please do give it your consideration. Visit CoachRobRegish.com and give it a look.
All right, so we have a few minutes to fill here, so I want to talk to you about my back training yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm doing, I've talked about this bent over row that I'm doing now, and I just learned from Alex Popretsky yesterday that it actually has a name. It's called a pendule bent over row, and this is when you let the bar stop on the ground completely before you pull it back to your, and I pull it into my midsection between my chest and my belly, for instance. I didn't know there was a name for it. It just made perfect sense to me that that's the way you should lift things off the floor. And so, as it turns out, the way I'm doing them adds a little bit more of a twist, because while I start out parallel to the floor, I grab the bar with an underhand grip, so palms facing up. And as I pull the bar into my gut, I come up about 15 degrees, so I'm no longer completely parallel to the floor. So it goes from a traditional perpendicular position to a slightly elevated position through the entire rowing movement. And I got to tell you something, I'm seeing growth in areas of my mid back that have always been very problematic to me, that I've never been able to fill in between my shoulder blades. My scapula.
Just by doing this row.
Yeah, and well, and I mean, I'm doing very heavy. It's my opening movement on back day. Yesterday I did 325 for a three rest pause two. So I did three good reps. I let the weight sit on the ground probably for about 15 seconds. I just kind of waited, got reestablished my grip, kind of moved my feet around, and then I did two more. But this is an amazing movement. If you are not back rowing like this, where the bar stops on the ground in between reps, and you're not using the heaviest weight that you can handle, not shooting for high reps, but and moving, going through the movement the way you would. You know, what dawned on me, Rob, about this was you said something so logical one time. How do you lift a baby? And you said you lift them with your hands together out in front of you. Like, why are we doing bench presses? Why are we doing all shoulder presses? Why aren't we doing jammer presses? Because that is the way, when you look at the body, that's the way the body wants to move when you lift, right?
Or at least dumbbell, you know, flat bench dumbbell presses with a pronated grip.
Yes. And I got to thinking about lifting something off the floor. When you lift something, if someone said, could you take that box and bring it in the house for me? You don't pull it to your chest and stay perpendicular and go into the house bent over, right? You pull the weight up, and as you pull the weight up, you come up as well to some degree, right? So now you can walk with it, right?
Yeah.
And so I emulated that movement with this weight, and I got to tell you, it's the best back movement I've ever done in my life. I can feel all areas of my back. In fact, even my glutes hurt today. My glutes hurt where they connect to the hamstring area from getting that weight off the ground. It's unbelievable. It's called a pendule bent over row.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right, we're going to take our break. Unless you want to comment about that?
No, I was just curious where you picked that up.
I just did it myself. I wanted to start doing heavy bent over rows, but I wanted to do them in a way that was more natural, the way my body wanted to lift something heavy off the ground. Right. And that was it. That was it. Because you're getting the lower back involved. You know, I remember reading an article by Charles Glass. He was working with Gunther Schlierkamp at the time. Gunther had some problems with his back. Charles had him doing work. And in the article, Charles said, you cannot engage the upper back without engaging the lower back. You can't isolate and go, oh, I'm just going to activate these muscles. The back is a system. And if you're not engaging the lower back up into the lats, into the rhomboids, into the traps, everything has to fire in order to get all the force going. And then I was thinking about the way Dorian Yates used to do those bent over rows with a slightly upright position underhand, right? So right. I thought, you know what? How do we lift things? I'm going to start lifting things the way you would lift it if you needed to get it off the floor and carry it in the house. But I'm just going to use this bar. And that's how it evolved.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for you. You know, critical thinking. There it is.
I'm just trying to find better ways to not get old. That's all it is. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we got the blueprint tip of the day. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking about how olive oil may actually prevent the onset and progression of Alzheimer's disease. Very, very important discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean, protein and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And now, this is where Rob lays it on us. The Blueprint Tip of the Day. What is the Blueprint Tip of the Day, Rob?
We're going to talk about kratom potentiators. How to get more from less. Now, I've mentioned before about the wonders of kratom, which is, it's a plant that's indigenous to Southeast Asia and the lush kind of warm climates that characterize that part of the world. It's an interesting plant with over a dozen strains, with various varying effects. Moreover, there are varying effects within the same strain. For example, low-dose green veins, kratoms, those impart an energizing and analgesic effects, whereas high doses impart relaxation. Virtually every kratom, though, is a mix between being highly stimulating, relaxing, analgesic, and even euphoric. It's interesting that employers in the region much prefer employees who chew kratom leaves, right, to dope smokers, because they lack motivation to do anything. Kratom users, on the other hand, are relaxed, but they have the energy to work. Both groups are happy, but let's face it, when you're laughing and horizontal, you can't get much work done. So you're probably wondering which strain. So to make this simple, I'm going to keep it to two strains, Green Malay and Red Vein Borneo, a.k.a. Bali Kratom. Bali is used for pure relaxation, where green Malay is motivating and energizing up front, and then it's got a long relaxation tail to it. A little more on Bali. It lasts a good 4 to 6 hours, with green Malay lasting a good while longer. That lasts 7 to 8. Both contain the active Mitrogenia speciosa, with varying amounts of the speculated active 7-hydroxymitrogenines. It's a mouthful, but I'm trying to give you a peek into the chemistry. You know it's working when you feel every muscle in your body relax, yet you also feel like doing something. And that something, by the way, shouldn't be driving, at least until you know how it affects you. Too much kratom isn't pleasant. You get something called the wobbles. You'll be wobbly just walking around. And what that's referring to, you know, what that's referring to, I don't know, I guess I would attribute it to being very, very drunk. You know, you're just shaking. I would suggest 3 to 5 grams to start when using either of those strains. You can go up to 8 to 10, but only cautiously after assessing tolerance. Now, having said all that, kratom is fairly spendy stuff. So how are we going to get more out of less? We're going to talk about potentiators. I've tried all different types, and by far, the two that work best are Tagamet, a.k.a. cimetidine hydrochloride, and Tranquilogen. You want to dose 2 caps, 400 milligrams of cimetidine, and 2 caps of TQ 15 minutes prior to ingesting. The speculation is that both cimetidine and the curcumin in Tranquilogen tie up the cytochrome P450 enzyme in the liver. And that results in higher blood levels of the actives in kratom. Personally, you know, I use TQ due to a very high amount of CurcuClear, which is our branded curcumin, but also for the added rhodiola, picomelin, and 5-HTP. It is miles better, in my opinion, than straight curcumin. And here's why. Rhodiola amplifies kratom's energy effect, right? Not a shaky stem, but it's additive. And on the tail end of these strains, picomelin and 5-HTP emphasize the relaxation side of the equation. It's like Tranquilogen on steroids, or vice versa. So to summarize, if you're not using kratom today and you're interested, I would consider either Bali or Green Malay. Use some cimetidine and or Tranquilogen curcumin 15 minutes prior, and I think you'll find a little kratom goes a long way. It's really interesting stuff.
The only challenge with kratom is it's getting a bad rap right now because it's being sold in what I used to call head shops to show how old I am. But nowadays they have, I don't know what they call them, smoke shops, paraphernalia shops, but they sell kratom in a lot of these places. And I think that kratom is being looked at by some people almost in the same vein as bath salts and all these other still available over-the-counter things that'll be outlawed someday because they're really drugs. And they're really not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never been in a head shop. But from what I understand, more than a few of them sell the extract of kratom. So kids get online and they start reading about kratom and doses of the regular, right, ground leaf powder. And then they duplicate that with an extract. Well, there's your problem. Now, the DEA currently has it on the drugs of chemical and concern list, something to that effect. Let me tell you something. There is no incidence, no great incidence of kratom overdoses. I've never heard of a fatality. You can go to any inner city emergency room. Not many Kratom overdosers down there. So, you know, if I was the DEA, I would focus my efforts on bigger fish.
Well, you got to remember, if they're going to legalize marijuana nationwide, at some point they will. They need to have something that takes its place. It could be Kratom. You don't have to overdose. I mean, I don't know of anybody overdosing on marijuana either. You just have to get a euphoric sensation from something, and it has to work in a large enough percent of the population where it's predictable that people will get that euphoric sensation, and then they'll outlaw it. I mean, that's all it takes.
You know, personally, I've never smoked. You know, it just wasn't my scene and wasn't consistent with my goals, so I can't say, you know, it feels like it. What I can say is that when I speak to people that do use it, pot, and they add Kratom, it is quite the experience. Quite the experience.
Well, so, I can tell you, I smoked a lot, but I just didn't inhale.
Yeah. Who's and Bill.
Me and Bill. We hung out. I was like, hey, Bill, let's puff some weed. Let's not inhale it. Let's just puff it and blow it out. Anyway, good stuff. Very, very good stuff. Again, go to CoachRobRegish.com. The offer is good through the month of September, right? Repeat the offer, Rob.
Yes. The Blueprint Army Super Sale is good through the end of September. It is essentially everything that I have published. And it would be a lot like Brooks Kubik handing you a copy of every book, you know, that he ever wrote and giving you his phone number. And that's essentially what I'm doing here. So take advantage of it while it still lasts. It doesn't happen often. I may never do it again, you know, just based on the number of people that I'm going to be talking to.
Yeah. All right, Rob, thanks for everything. I guess we will chat again next week, right?
Yes, sir. Every Tuesday.
Okay. So tune in then for more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about extra virgin olive oil and how it may actually prevent the onset of Alzheimer's disease. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Goodness.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Alzheimer's disease is a growing problem. People are developing it at younger and younger ages. In fact, just this morning there was a embargoed press release that was released showing that the larger the girth around your waist, the more belly fat you have, the sooner you will develop Alzheimer's disease. In fact, they're saying if you are 50 years old and older and you, for every click up the BMI scale you are, you will develop Alzheimer's disease 6 months earlier. So this is a big problem today. It's devastating, not just to the people who suffer from the disease, but the families who lose their loved ones into this blur of lost memories. So now we're going to talk about a recent study that looked at the effects of extra virgin olive oil on the progression of Alzheimer's. We're being joined by Dr. Amal Kadoumi. How are you doing, Dr. Kadoumi?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And you How are you?
Very good. Thank you for asking. You are with the University of Louisiana at Monroe. You are in the School of Pharmacy, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Good. Okay. All right. So let's start out asking what questions were you trying to answer in this particular study?
Yeah, actually, we have great interest in understanding the disease. And mainly in my laboratory, we focus on finding treatments and while we are trying to understand the mechanism of the disease. However, we all are also interested in finding treatments and to develop new, either new drugs or sometimes even supplementary or even sometimes food that can prevent or, let's say, to halt the progress of the disease. So that's why in my laboratory, actually, we are focusing on this area where to find the treatments for Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. What made you even consider extra virgin olive oil? Was there previous research that indicated some interest here, or what was it?
Maybe what we paid attention to the literature and looking into the research available, they indicated that Mediterranean diet, actually it is associated with reduced risk with Alzheimer's disease. And if you look carefully at the Mediterranean diet, while it contains different ingredients, however, one of the main ingredients that is available there is the extra virgin olive oil. Now, extra virgin olive oil, in, for example, in Greek itself, you will find that the consumption of this, I will call it EVO, extra virgin olive oil, to abbreviate it with EVO. So it has been documented that they consume about 40 to 50 ml per day. And just looking at this volume and or amount, you would expect that being part of the Mediterranean diet and with the reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease. So how about that we consider studying it and see, just give the animals evolve and see how they respond to this and how the pathology will change in this case. And that's what we did.
So
kind of a matter of that, okay, although you will find a lot of studies in the literature that they are talking about extra virgin olive oil and other diseases, cerebrovascular diseases, heart diseases. In addition, some studies on Alzheimer, however, they didn't go into detail for what is the mechanism by which EVO, if it has effect, what is the mechanism by which EVO can have such beneficial effect on Alzheimer's disease patients, or in general, in reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. So talk about the study. How was the study designed, and what was unique about these little mice? These mice have they develop Alzheimer's disease. They're transgenic, right?
Yes, correct. Yes. These mice are transgenic animals, mice. And when we say transgenic, this means that they do express that, they overexpress rather a human gene. And this is a human gene called that encode for the APP, amyloid precursor protein, which is the protein that when it hydrolyzes or breaks down, it produces beta amyloid. So when these animals are overexpressing this human gene, they will produce more of one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease, which is beta amyloid peptide.
Right.
So when this beta amyloid increases, it will start to accumulate in the parenchyma or in the brain tissue. So we use these mice as a model for Alzheimer's disease. And then we thought about when we thought about the design, we wanted to see, okay, if we give the EVO or extra virgin olive oil, now we have to think about the treatment approach as well as prevention approach. Honestly, all of us, if you read the literature and the media and everything, you will consider that while we are searching for a treatment, but maybe the best option here is to talk about prevention. So that's why we thought about having one arm in our design to include the prevention of Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
And at the same time, we had the treatment. So in the case of a treatment, now this mouse model start to produce to show the disease at about 4 months old. So with that, knowing this information, we took one group and we added EVO to their diet at the age of 4 months, so which means when the disease is there. So okay. We wanted to see the effect as a treatment. At the same time, we had another group that we started their treatment at the age of 1 month, so which means before the
right.
Disease
onset.
Appear.
Yeah.
And in this case, we treated for 3 months for the treatment group, and for the prevention group, we treated them for 6 months. And interestingly here, actually, we saw that while treatment, the EVO can show some effect, pathological improvement in some of pathological markers. However, when you talk about prevention, actually, you can see that this effect is more obvious and much that this is delayed for a longer period of time. So the beneficial effect of the prevention, actually, you can feel it and you can see it, rather, with evidence from our results, that you can see it in different aspects, in different pathological hallmarks of the disease, like inflammation, beta amyloid levels, tauopathy, in addition to astrogliosis cells.
Now, how much, I guess these mice were allowed to eat ad libitum, but the chow that they were fed had some content of olive oil in it?
Oh, you mean in the diet itself?
Yes, the diet itself. How did you get them to eat the olive oil, and how much olive oil as a percentage of their diet were they consuming?
Oh, okay. So actually here, when we added olive oil, we added, now the diet of these animals, we kind of grind them so they become powder. And then we added the EVO, which is oil. We added in a way that when these animals take it, they are taking the same percentage or the same volume I told you about at the beginning, that it is about 45 ml per day. So in this case, because we know the animals, they eat, of course, small amounts of the food, so we made sure that within the amount that they are eating, that it contains what is equivalent to the 45 ml per day of olive oil.
You're saying
so we
45
mimicked it to be 40, comparable to human.
45 milliliters, you're saying, right?
45 milliliter per day. However, this per day, there's 75 kilogram as average weight.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of olive oil. 45 milliliters a day for a little mouse.
No, but we didn't give the mouse the 45. Rather, maybe around 700 microliter, let's say about 7 ml, because you have to take the body weight into consideration. We normalized to the body weight.
Oh, okay.
Make
okay.
Sense? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you now. Because that's like the human equivalent versus... Yeah, exactly. I got you now.
So which means you consider 75 kilogram for a human, normal human body weight. Now, when it comes to a mouse, it is about 25 gram. So you have to normalize that volume to the mouse body weight.
Now, when the mice that received it before the onset of symptoms, which takes mm-hmm. 4 months in this particular strain of mouse,
for the prevention, yes.
How long did it take before the onset of symptoms occurred in that group? Did you see any symptoms in that group at all?
Yeah, this is a good question, and I will answer it from the behavior studies that we conducted. Actually, we did a behavior study that for control groups at 4 months of age, okay? Now, for the control, which is at 4 months, you will find that the behavior of these animals, because of the cognitive impairment in these animals, you will find that they are not remembering things very well.
Right.
Now, if you compare the group that we fed with for treatment for 4 months, actually the same. You will find that they were not, their cognitive function was not improved at the 7 months of age.
The ones where they started getting the therapeutic diet at 4 months, you're talking about?
The 4 months, okay?
Okay?
So if you compare the control at 4 months and 7 months, you will find that there is a decline in the cognitive impairment. Now, when you go to the treatment group at the 7 months, you will find that cognitive impairment is still there. Actually, it was not improved. However, when you compare it to the prevention group at 7 months, you will find that there are few cognitive functions that have been improved, and they were remembering a few tasks that we trained them on. So you will find that while we didn't measure when the onset of Alzheimer in this group can appear for the prevention, however, at 7 months, actually, we found that it is improved compared to the control that has or was not treated.
So it definitely slowed the progression.
Yes, yeah. Certainly. And remember, here, because those are Alzheimer models, so to prevent completely, this will be not easy, because it will be hard, because those are already transgenic. They contain. So what we can measure here, that it is reducing and hold it. Or it will take longer time for that disease to appear.
We have to take a break.
Yes.
I've got so many questions. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about how extra virgin olive oil may actually slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. It's a very important discussion. I understand that this is a mouse study. A lot of people like to say, well, it did it in mice. It may not do it in humans. But, hey, we also know that people who eat a lot of extra virgin olive oil in their diet, like the Mediterranean diet, also don't see the presentation of the rates of Alzheimer's disease that we see here with the American diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Amal Kadoumi.
Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Amal Kadoumi. We're talking about how extra virgin olive oil may actually slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. So, while you did not look for the specific pathway, right, or the mechanism of action,
okay,
did I understand you correctly, or you did?
Actually, we did.
Okay.
We did look into some of these mechanisms by which EVO can have such effect.
So, what did you find?
Okay, actually, now when our focus was on beta amyloid.
Right.
Okay, and beta amyloid is it is one of the peptides that is believed to have the harmful effect, and that possibly has something to do with Alzheimer's disease, that to cause Alzheimer's disease. Now, when we talk about beta amyloid in the brain, it is actually existing in the brain of normal brains or functioning brains or healthy brains.
Right.
However, they are maintained at a very low level. Now, if it increased beyond certain level, it can start to accumulate in the brain. And such accumulation can result in all the harmful effects that are associated with the disease. Now, this beta amyloid, in order to maintain its levels, normal levels in the brain, it undergoes several mechanisms by degradation, clearance, via different pathways from the brain to maintain it. This is in the healthy brain. Right. However, if one of these clearance mechanisms been affected, that is not functioning well, not doing the job well, like in the case when the brain ages, several of these mechanisms actually are downregulated. So with that being said, we started to look at the clearance pathways of beta amyloid, whether EVO is capable to induce or to regulate, to bring back the function of these clearance pathways. One of these clearance pathways is across the blood-brain barrier. The blood-brain barrier, it is the microvessels that surround the brain cells in order to protect it. Now, there are several proteins or transport proteins available in these in the blood-brain barrier or the endothelial cells of the blood-brain barrier that if we induce them, or they play a role in the clearance. They transport beta amyloid from inside the brain to outside the brain into the blood.
How do they do that? Do they attach to the beta amyloid?
Yeah, actually, in a simple way, that beta amyloid will be recognized by one of the proteins on the brain side, and it will bind to it. It mm-hmm. will allow for its transport, and then it will be picked up by another protein, which is B-glycoprotein, for example, and in addition to others, that will allow for its effluxing into the blood.
Okay.
This is one pathway. Some other pathways, that degradation by metabolic degradation by some enzymes specific for beta amyloid. In addition, that it can be degraded by phagocytosis by different cells like astrocytes and microglia.
And I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you if the body, does the body perceive this as metabolic waste, and does autophagy answer some of that, get rid of some of that? So it does.
Yes. So actually, beta amyloid is a waste product. Okay, and the body needs to get rid of it. And to get rid of it, there are several mechanisms. So we looked on these mechanisms, on several of these mechanisms, among which is the transport across the blood-brain barrier. And specifically, we investigated that, and we compared if the treatment or the expression or the level of these proteins that are expressed at the blood-brain barrier in mice that treated with EVO and in the control mice that were not treated.
Right.
So what we found actually, yes, EVO was able to induce these and upregulate these proteins. And when we did kind of activity study to see the effect of such increase in the level, we found that, yes, beta amyloid, or the increase in these proteins was important and played role in the removal of beta amyloid from the brain. So this is one of the pathways. So via increasing the transport and the clearance and the elimination of beta amyloid across the blood-brain barrier. In addition, we investigated another mechanism, which is the ApoE clearance pathway.
Wait. I want to ask you about the one that we just talked about for a second.
Okay, please go ahead.
Then we'll go on. So does the EVOO increase this protein that helps the clearance?
Yes.
Systemically, and then it goes across the blood-brain barrier to do its job, or is the EVOO actually getting across the blood-brain barrier itself?
Oh, this is an excellent question. Honestly, we don't know.
Okay.
But remember, in EVO, there are a lot of molecules there. And we have another set of studies that is focusing on one of the phenolic compounds that is present in the EVO, which is oleocanthal. Mm-hmm. And we will have this study coming hopefully soon to be published soon. So we are focusing in on a particular molecule in the EVO to see the role of this particular molecule and the mechanisms of such improvement observed with EVO.
Okay.
Now, whether it went inside the brain or not, this still needs to be elucidated. We have to study this for sure.
Okay.
This is a very good question, actually.
Then the next pathway that it affects, you were saying?
Yes. For the next pathway, it is what is called the ApoE clearance pathway,
yeah.
Where in this clearance pathway, there are several proteins that are involved. And we, among these proteins, one called APCA1, ApoE, some of the vanicular receptors that transcript the genes of these proteins, like BBR gamma and LXR. So there are several proteins in this pathway, and we thought that if we study and see the effect of EVO on such proteins, how the effect will be. And interestingly, while we saw this effect in the prevention group, but we didn't see it statistically, it wasn't significant in the group, which is the treatment group. So maybe because, which was not surprising to be honest for us, because it is already, the disease is already there. And maybe we need a longer period to see that effect. However, with the prevention group, we saw that the proteins that are involved in this pathway were also increased. And mm-hmm. this pathway actually is important for the clearance via phagocytosis by glial cells,
right.
For beta amyloid, to clear beta amyloid. So this is another pathway that's being actually induced or upregulated by EVO. Now, a third mechanism that we studied is the tauopathy and the effect on hyperphosphorylation of tau. Hyperphosphorylated tau is another hallmark of the disease.
Right.
So we found that also EVO was able to reduce the hyperphosphorylated tau compared in the treated group, the prevention treated group compared to the control group, which was. Now, when it comes to tau and reduced hyperphosphorylation of tau, we are predicting or we are kind of explaining this as a result of reduced beta amyloid in the brain,
mm-hmm.
this as a consequence that tauopathy kind of decreased as well.
Right. So the changes in beta amyloid clearance are actually affecting the tau.
That's what we believe. But, of course, we need more studies to confirm that.
Okay. I want to go ahead and take a break,
mm-hmm.
But then I have other questions now that we can get into as a result of this discussion. This is very, very intriguing, very interesting,
yep.
And obviously yet another reason to be consuming high-quality, organic, extra virgin olive oil in your diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Amal Kadoumi. We're talking about how extra virgin olive oil may actually help you prevent the progression of Alzheimer's disease and start young. I'm Italian. I've been fed olive oil since I was a little baby. So I've had a lot of it.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. Who knew, right? Who knew?
Nobody knows. Honestly, we need more of such studies here.
Yeah.
In a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's other oils that would also be beneficial, not just olive oil? I know olive oil is kind of a very popular oil these days, But do you think that this is just exclusively held for olive oil, the effects of this particular research that you've done?
It will be hard to answer this question because there are not much available studies to be honest that studied the effect of other oils. However, there are some studies talking about coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
So they indicated in these studies, and I am not sure if they are research studies or kind of experimental. However, they indicated that coconut oil as well can have positive effect on
I stand to be corrected, but I think the evidence about coconut oil is that provides medium chain triglycerides. So there's obviously an insulin sensitivity issue associated with the dementia memory portion of Alzheimer's disease, aside from the possible stenosis and blood flow issues presented by plaque.
Yep. Yeah.
We also know that these brain cells seem not to be able to use glucose as readily, or maybe the glucose isn't getting in. And so when you provide the brain with ketones, it's an alternate substrate that the brain can run on.
Correct.
So when you give them coconut oil, they have moments of lucidity, but it's not correcting the problem. It's not affecting
it is helping, actually.
Yes.
It is not correcting the problem, but it is helping. However, you have to remember, there are a lot of information there. However, how to relate this to the mechanism by which the disease is happening, how to relate this to is it really effective? It is not really effective. Because for example, statins. Statins at one point, they talked about them, that they can, statins are one group of drugs that can be used for hypercholesterolemia.
Right.
Now, they found that they can improve and they can decrease the cognitive deficit in patients. However, when they did a clinical study, that effect was not seen. Now, very important to take into consideration other factors. There are a lot of factors that are playing a role. The stage that the patient is at, is it at the early stage, in the middle stage, is it at the end or the late stage? Also, whether this patient is on other drugs. So there are a lot of factors, the lifestyle, a lot of factors that are playing. That's what makes finding a treatment for Alzheimer's is difficult, actually. So while we are focusing on one mechanism or one side of the mechanism, so there will be other factors there, and certainly we need more research to kind of bring all these together.
Yeah. I wonder if I feel like I've read something about olive oil's ability to stabilize blood sugar levels in some research not long ago. And I'm thinking about the other mechanisms of action here that it could provide a benefit.
Yeah, that's true. However, here, again, we have to distinguish. When we talk about olive oil, we focused on extra virgin olive oil, which means that didn't go through the purification process.
Right.
Well, now, when you talk about the olive oil, is it the olive oil that is purified or processed, or it is the olive oil that was not processed? Now, in our case, what is the component there that can be, we know that by purification, you lose a lot of the phenolic compounds.
Right.
That exist in the evolve. Now, in our case, when we started the study, we started on, because we had an interest, and we had a previous publication in ACS Chemical Neuroscience that focused specifically on one component of olive oil, or extra virgin olive oil rather, which is oleocanthal. So while there are other polyphenols or phenolic molecules that are in the EVO, they may have similar effect, like the oleuropein aglycone.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do have strong kind of evidence that indicate also oleocanthal may play a role. So that's why I will relate our findings to the extra virgin olive oil and not to the processed. It could be there. We may see the effect. However, we have to study this.
Yeah.
But we know that oleocanthal and oleuropein, some of the phenolic compounds, will not be there in the processed or refined olive oil.
If we can find the gene or the genes to make a transgenic mouse prone to developing Alzheimer's disease, then why don't we have some information that we could actually prevent the onset, since we know what switches to flip to create the disease? Can't we then focus on those switches to prevent the disease?
Interesting question. I tell you what, although we are using the Alzheimer model, which is APP, Alzheimer or Express APP, which is the precursor for beta amyloid, but I tell you what, you will find a lot of people that researchers who started to lose faith in beta amyloid as the cause. Okay, or even if we put it there, yes, of course, when you put it at levels that are very high, certainly this will result in different consequences, pathological consequences, right? So it is the question here, while the adding that gene or transfecting that gene can allow us to specifically study the effect of that gene, and if we find the treatments to target that gene, still this will not tell you or confirm that this is, in some cases, okay, that it will not confirm that that gene is the cause of the disease. So if you block it, then you will prevent it.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah,
so
no, it does.
I am not sure whether this is enough to answer or to find a preventive or a treatment.
No. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
It's just like the Parkinson's model. What they when they create a transgenic mouse to develop Parkinson's disease, it doesn't necessarily develop the disease the same way as one where the onset is organic.
Yeah.
So,
remember, this is induced, right?
Yeah.
We induce the disease, so you don't know what effect such induction has.
I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk briefly about the endoplasmic reticulum just for a moment, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay with us. This is Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about how extra virgin olive oil may actually slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. A very, very important discussion, frankly. And so, Dr. Kadumi,
yeah.
The endoplasmic reticulum has been associated with folding proteins, mm-hmm. sometimes inappropriately.
Yes.
Is beta amyloid made in the endoplasmic reticulum?
Actually, for the endoplasmic reticulum, as you mentioned, when it is stressed, it can actually, the stress caused by beta amyloid can result in certainly the neuronal death or neurodegeneration, right?
Right.
Now, you will find beta amyloid, it is produced actually in the neurons, and part of it is in the endoplasmic reticulum. Now, when I'm not sure here the exact rule of the endoplasmic reticulum. However, it is known that the endoplasmic reticulum can produce specific proteins that are very important. And if they, for example, upon stress, their function will be dysregulated or
right.
being affected, right?
Right.
So, yes, actually it plays an important role. However, exact mechanisms or how it works, yeah.
No, because I know that the job of the endoplasmic reticulum is to assemble amino acids into messengers that go from one cell to another, and they mm-hmm. carry, and so these amino acids, they have a syntax.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when they're misfolded, they become aggregate.
Yes.
They have mm-hmm. no home. They become plaque.
Yes.
And I was wondering if also, mm-hmm. As you point out, we all have some of this amyloid plaque, amyloid protein in our brain, but the clearance is the issue. And I'm just wondering if the And here's why.
However, just let me clarify this. When we talk about the clearance, the issue we have to consider here about when we talk about the early onset and the or the late onset. When we talk about the early onset, which is the familial, the inherited Alzheimer's disease, actually it is more related to the production of beta amyloid.
Okay, overproduction. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Production of beta amyloid. And so the clearance is more associated that we will link it more to the sporadic or to the late onset.
Okay, so here was my thought process. So we know that the endoplasmic reticulum produces proteins, and now as you cleared up, it does have the ability to produce the beta amyloid protein. Mm-hmm. And we know that it does this in stressful conditions. Sometimes it goes haywire and overproduces the wrong types of proteins. And we also know that insulin resistance of the brain can cause, because we know that hypoglycemia on a cellular level makes the endoplasmic reticulum overproduce the wrong types of proteins,
yes.
The stress that you point
out. Under stress conditions, correct. Yeah.
So the question I have for you now, going back to the little mice, are there any observable behaviors of these transgenic mice? Like, do they not sleep well? Do they not adhere to their normal nocturnal patterns? Do they have any types of outwardly observable behaviors that would not be typical of mice?
Actually, this is an interesting question, and I am sure that there are some behavior changes. However, we didn't focus, in our study, we did not focus on the to observe such kind of specific or different behaviors as much as we focused on in our behavior studies. For example, we studied that the ability of these mice to organize, to put their nest in order. And you will find that actually they cannot anymore. So because they are they forgot how to do it. They're because of the cognitive impairment and the dysfunction and utilizing the memory. So here, you will find several behavior actions that are not correctly being done as a matter as they progress in age.
You see, because we also know that. When I did a show last year about how fragmented sleep disrupts the endoplasmic reticulum.
Yeah, I know now what you are talking about. Yes,
and
okay.
So I'm thinking, I wonder if these little mice, if they have a hard time adhering to the normal mouse sleep pattern, and that's part of the onset of the disease.
Interesting. Honestly, very interesting, because if you will think about it here, I know the study that you are referring to, actually, and here... Again, I will emphasize that this is induced model, so not necessarily that this will mimic more kind of the early onset, we will say, because remember, it contains a mutated beta amyloid or ABB that will overproduce beta amyloid, so it will more toward the familial. However, when you talk about the sleep and kind of continuous or discontinuous sleeping, and that is related to that study, it is more toward to explain the sporadic, to I think, but in our study, we didn't focus or observe this lack of sleep or discontinuous sleep.
No, I understand completely.
It would
be interesting, because you've identified a way to affect the clearance part.
Yeah.
If there's a way to affect the overproduction part, if it turns out that these little mice, they have interrupted fragmented sleep, they're not sleeping like little mice are supposed to sleep, or some other observable behavior that's also associated with the onset of the disease, it would be interesting, because then you could, because here's my opinion of diseases in general.
Yes.
The body can do, if you give the body the right tools, it can recover from disease, but the first step must be to remove the insult. If you don't remove the insult, then the disease progresses, but just slower. But if you remove the insult at the same time as give the body something to repair the damage, the body can recover.
That's true, but you need to know first what is that insult.
Yes.
and for whatever is the gene or the protein that is being affected, how to identify it first. So maybe we have to talk about diagnostic tools first.
Yes. I would love to find out if the endoplasmic reticulum is receiving some sort of unusual stress in this mouse model that's causing it to overproduce the amyloid plaque. And then on top of that, you also have a clearance problem as well that's being corrected by the olive oil. So how do we take the stress away from the endoplasmic reticulum so it stops overproducing?
I tell you what, in this case, in the mouse model, and the source of stress actually is the overproduction of beta amyloid that can result in stressing the endoplasmic reticulum and the consequences that can happen from this. Now, in addition to this, actually, you are talking about then production. And the more you have, again, according to our studies, the results from our studies that we proved before, that increase in beta amyloid or the presence of beta amyloid, that it could be related to the overproduction of it, can also affect badly or it can reverse its clearance, which means it can impair its own clearance.
Right.
So you see how these are related? So beta amyloid, when it is overproduced, it will also kind of affect and reduce its own clearance that can even aggravate and enhance the accumulation.
And that makes me wonder why the body wants it.
All processes are connected, kind of.
Yeah. And that makes me, from an evolutionary perspective, I'm trying to figure out why does the body think it needs more of this protein? Because if it's both overproducing it and...
Overproduction here, it is because of genetic mutation. There is a genetic mutation. This genetic mutation results in over its increased levels or in its increased production.
Very, very exciting stuff that you're working on. It really is. I love this. And I'm going to have extra virgin olive oil today with my lunch. I just happen to have brought some.
I'll tell you what, extra virgin olive oil, we can add it. It is easy to, honestly, I believe that it should be one part of our diet.
Yeah.
It is available and also it is beneficial for different diseases. Even if it is not, it tastes good also.
I am not
kind of advertising for it, but honestly, it has several health benefits.
We promote a specific type of extra virgin olive oil on the show, made by a family from Sicily. It's called Papa Vince. We've talked about it for years now on the show. Mm. It's organic, and it's extra virgin olive oil, and it's from Sicily. It's a special type of an olive from Sicily. It's the best tasting. And I literally, when we put it on a salad and I finish eating my salad, I take the bowl and I turn it sideways so that I can drink the olive oil because I don't even want to waste it.
Drink it?
Yeah.
I tell you what, sometimes too much of things is not good maybe.
No. But I mean, I don't overdo it, but I don't let it get away from me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, honestly, I think it is a good addition to the meal and even if there are no yet clinical studies proving the benefit of it, it is, why not? I mean, it is part of the food.
Yes.
So it is easy to be added to and just to try it, whether it will be effective or not.
Dr. Kadumi, I want to thank you. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I want to thank you so much for being on the air. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. So there you have it. Very interesting. Make sure you're getting your olive oil and make sure it's Papa Vince. It's the only olive oil worth using. Drinking. I drink it. I drink it right out of the bottle like it's water. Also, let's thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Please visit CoachRobRegish.com today. Visit often. And that's all I've got today. Hope you're listening for the secret word. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We'll have Science for Humans. We got a lot of great shows, a lot of great interviews for tomorrow. So don't miss out. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.